Hello, and welcome to your wrestling news brief on the unofficial WWE podcast. My name is Sam Sokolowski. I'm a little new here. I'll be doing these probably twice a week for hopefully the foreseeable future. Just want to take a quick second and plug Patreon, $1 a month, patreon.com/WWE podcast. You get all of these shows ad-free. You get priority placement in the mailbag. There's a Discord server that you're going to have access to, live pay-per-view chats. You get to chat with the hosts and react in real time to what's going on. You can also do so on Apple Podcasts. There'll be a little notification there for you to click. And you can get started right there if you're on Apple Podcasts. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Ixolokos, Ixolokos, or my last name backwards. And Matt, as always, is on Twitter at Wrestling_audio. Without further ado, guys, let's jump right in. Quick off the top, Karrion Kross and Scarlett are engaged. Congrats to both of them. Scarlett announced that on Twitter. Really wish they'd let them hang out together on TV on Monday nights. Hopefully that comes soon. Really curious as to where Scarlett's been. But hey, congrats to them in real life. Huge news, exciting. Congrats. This is via Miguel Reducino of Mas Lucha, via Wrestling Inc. is where I saw it. Gran Metalik, I don't even know if I pronounced that correctly because I think the last time I saw him was in my WWE 2K19 Universe mode save, has requested his release from the WWE. Not really surprising considering we haven't seen a whole lot of him recently. Kalisto tweeted, quote, "Buenos dias. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself and in your feelings. Trust yourself to do what your heart is guiding you to do. Your intuition is powerful. You have survived a lot, and you will survive whatever is coming. Trust it. Hashtag Thursday vibes to my hashtag Lucha family." First of all, I think that's advice we should all take. Just a wonderful piece of advice from Kalisto. And secondly, that pretty much confirms it. That sounds very much like a goodbye or, you know, something along those lines. Again, we haven't really seen these guys on TV that much. Obviously, I'm sure they're still doing live shows and what have you. But with the success of AEW, Luchasaurus, and those guys, I wouldn't be surprised to see them maybe pop up there. It's a loaded division, though, so we'll see. We'll see if they even grant his release. I can't imagine they wouldn't, considering they don't really have any plans for him. But we'll have to see. Speaking of not having any plans for anybody, this one's tough. Via Raj Giri, I apologize if that's a mispronunciation, of Wrestling Inc. Creative apparently has nothing for Sasha Banks. And my question is, why? She's supposed to be at SummerSlam. Never explained why she wasn't there. How do you not have something for one of the top women in your company? She's 29 years old, physical prime, one of the best performers that they have, man or woman, and you have, quote, nothing for her? And we're watching Eva Marie and Doudrop on Monday nights? I mean, it's not surprising the creative's dropping the ball with one of their stars. It's kind of a common occurrence, but that's bad. In my opinion, you got to find something for Sasha Banks to do. And why she wasn't at SummerSlam competing against Bianca Belair, we don't know. I'm going to assume it was COVID related since they were both pulled off television and live shows in the week leading up to it. But Bianca was there. And if it was COVID related, just postpone the feud, the program. Wait a couple of weeks, get a couple negative tests back, and jump right back into it. I think we all can kind of roll with that, but they called up Becky Lynch and had her come in, so you know, that's where we're at right now, but it's shocking, quite frankly, that Sasha Banks has, quote, nothing to do. It's not great. Speaking of some more women's wrestling news in AEW, they are looking to introduce a second woman's title via Andrew Zarian of the Mat Men podcast. And I just want to take a second. That is a very good name for a podcast as a fan of the TV show Mad Men. I like that a lot. I don't really know how I feel about this. I kind of agree with Mimi Burris, our resident AEW expert here. The women's division has definitely played second fiddle to the rest of the show. I mean, the tag team division there is great. Obviously, the men's singles division is fantastic. So I don't really know what adding a second title to the picture will do for that division. I'm also kind of in agreement with Matt, and he was speaking about this earlier this week, about how you dilute the product a little bit when you introduce too many championships. And if I remember correctly, a couple months ago, I saw or heard somewhere that Tony Khan or somebody, Cody Rhodes maybe, had said, you know, they didn't want to have too many titles. Maybe with the changes to their ratings and how things have changed over the last couple of months with your rival CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, Ruby Soho, maybe they just feel like they need to. If anything else, I hope that it means they spend a little bit more time on the women's division. Mimi always talks about how they save it for the third hour of the show, and it's very true. It's kind of an afterthought. So maybe by adding a second title, we get a little bit more competition in the division, more airtime, maybe take it a little bit more seriously. That would be absolutely fine with me. Sometimes I prefer watching the women compete because there are just things that they can do that the men can't, and it's impressive to watch. It's the athleticism that these ladies have is just otherworldly. And so, hey, if it continues to create competition in that division, I'm all for it. But like Matt says, you know, too many championships can kind of muddy the water. Mimi's talked about it a lot, about how they haven't really done the best job with the women's division in AEW, so adding a second championship seems a little weird, but hey, they really have not taken too many missteps over there, so I guess they've earned the good faith until we see otherwise. We also, couple of things from Dave Meltzer. The reasons for the triple threat to end Monday Night Raw were revealed. The original plan was for the New Day to face the Bloodline. Vince changed that plan late in the week, late in the week leading up to that Monday Night Raw, after live events in Augusta, Georgia, and North Charleston, South Carolina. Those two live events featured that triple threat main event. Apparently, he loved what he saw. He moved the New Day and Bloodline match, obviously, up to the front, and the main event on Monday night was that pay-per-view quality triple threat match we saw. Obviously, he wanted to boost the ratings competing with Monday Night Football, and to that I say, Vince McMahon, don't bother. You have tried and failed twice with the XFL. I don't think anybody's competing with Monday Night Football. If it's going to give me better wrestling, by all means, I am totally here for it. But a great point was brought up in the mailbag, actually, that when you make every show feel like a pay-per-view, it makes every pay-per-view feel like a show. And I don't think they're going to get anywhere close to Monday Night Football's ratings, so I guess my advice would be just kind of stay in your lane. Football's 17 Mondays out of the year. There's 52 weeks in a year. You've got plenty of time for the spotlight to be shown on your program. But here I am complaining after watching a pay-per-view quality match between three excellent competitors, so what do I know? Also from Meltzer was, WrestleMania 38 may not be a two-night event this year. I know that might come across as shocking in a capitalist society where, you know, you want to make as much money in a for-profit company as possible, but they are actually exploring an option of the Monday following WrestleMania, there will be a regular old Monday Night Raw live from the 40,000-seat AT&T Stadium. Now, if they're going to have the same setup as like a WrestleMania size event, I don't really see the point in calling it a Monday Night Raw when in reality it's gonna be WrestleMania Night 2. But maybe it's just I'm more old school and there's a certain level of tradition and also just quite frankly time constraints. I'm in favor of a one-night WrestleMania. But if it means that the Monday Night Raw following it is just going to feel like WrestleMania, I don't think that that would, I wouldn't go that route. I always loved, I mean, I'm for reference, I'll be 30, in about a week actually. And so I'm a Ruthless Aggression, kind of into the PG era kid. That's when I really got into it. I remember John Cena's debut in 2002 and Evolution was probably my favorite faction of all time. I love those Monday Night Raws right after WrestleMania. Yeah, there were matches, but there was always the fallout and you wondered who was going to say what to who and the new champion coming out. And so if it's going to be like a super show, like we saw at Madison Square Garden with SmackDown, I guess it could be okay, but, I don't know. Right into the mailbag. Ask Matt, see what he thinks and let us know what you guys think. Do you like the two-night WrestleMania events? And then lastly, a quote from Adam Cole. This is via Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette, talking about Kevin Owens. Says, quote, I mean this because I'm friends with Kevin, and I want Kevin to do what makes him happiest. I really mean it. I mean it in my soul. However, of course, I would love the idea of him joining me and the Young Bucks and everyone else here. That would be incredible. However, I do want Kevin to be happy. So there's no part of me that would be angry or upset with whatever his decision is. End quote. That's pretty self-explanatory in my opinion. Adam Cole and Kevin Owens are friends. Obviously, he's friends with the Young Bucks as well. Who wouldn't want their friends to work with them, right? Adam Cole is now working with his wife. I'm sure that's fantastic as well. You get to travel on the road together. You're not apart for all that time. But I just think this is another sign that points at Kevin Owens. He's gone in January. His contract expires January 2022. I don't think we see him a day after that contract expires. Between the tweets that have now been deleted and now this quote, I personally want to see him in AEW. I think he fits AEW perfectly, hand in glove fit with that company. I think it would be awesome. And I am a Kevin Owens fan. I remember the feud between Chris Jericho and him. I don't remember what year it was, but I mean it's been a while. I loved it. I thought it was great. Him as Universal Champion. I remember Triple H coming out and helping him win that Universal title. I loved Kevin Owens. I loved Kevin Owens as a champion. I love him on my screen. I liked him on commentary a few weeks ago when Pat McAfee was out. Thought he was great. I mean, that's probably a little biased because, again, I'm a huge fan. But I think he would be a perfect fit in AEW. I'd love to see it. I think he would genuinely make that show better. And I know that's hard to do with all the talent they already have, but I actually went back and looked up some of his old promos from when he was on the independent circuit, when he had a little bit more freedom on the microphone. And the guy is just talent personified. I love him. I love him on my TV screen. And if him moving to AEW means I see more of him, I am all for it. Let me know what you guys think, though. If you want to write in and just like give thoughts on any of this news or whatever, please. I'm sure Matt would not mind at all discussing it as well. And that's gonna pretty much do it for me today, guys. I'm gonna try to keep these between 15 to 20 minutes or so long. Don't want to hold you up. Want to get straight to the point. Talk about what needs to be talked about and move on with our days. You know, we all got stuff going on, and it's, we just, I want to keep you guys abreast on all of the stuff that's happening. Give you guys a little bit of peek behind the curtain. And before I leave, I just want to give a huge shout out and a huge thanks to Matt for bringing me on, letting me be a part of this team. To get a little personal, I've always wanted to be a sports journalist, and sitting here today taking notes and putting together an outline for this podcast, and forgive me, I'm still learning. I promise I'll work on the likes and the ums and the pauses, and it's just been great. It's just been great. It really has fulfilled something in me that I never thought I'd be able to do. So just a million thank yous to him. Go follow him on Twitter @wrestling_audio. Get on Patreon, patreon.com/WWE podcast. Support this guy in any way that you can. He is just, it's an absolute dream. I've loved listening to him. He's insightful. He knows his stuff. The guy's great. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, guys. I am Sam Sokolowski. This has been your wrestling news break, and I hope you all have a fantastic, fantastic rest of your day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon.